Welcome to Directly Speaking, a direct-to-consumer marketers podcast. Our podcast features marketing leaders in the direct-to-consumer and e-commerce space. We get to learn a bit about their brands and the stories behind them, compare notes on trends and challenges in the industry, learn how they approach their marketing journey, and hopefully a little bit about them personally. I'm your host, Marcus Lancaster, head of e-commerce, retail, and direct-to-consumer strategy at Quad. I'm excited about today's guest, Diana Tekash, Chief Growth Officer at Guerrilla Commerce. Diana is a growth and e-commerce leader and the Chief Brand Officer at Guerrilla Commerce, where she drives multi-channel growth across sales, marketing, and creative. Previously, she's led growth and digital transformation for such standout brands as Pet Honesty, Pop Sockets, L'Oreal, Staples, and David's Bridal. Outside of work, Diana is a proud, family-focused mom of three, an ex-NCAA Division II field hockey national champion, a 2025 New York City marathon finisher, and a lover of the outdoors, something we share in common. She's relentlessly passionate about brands, growth, and reaching big. Diana, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Marcus. I'm happy to be here.
It's amazing. I'm so glad. Ever since we first met, I've been pumped to have you on. Let's talk a little bit about the brand, because many people might know some of your products, but most people probably don't know about the brand. Let's talk about Guerrilla Commerce and give us the story.
Absolutely. So happy to be here. I know it's almost been a year since we first met each other, and I'm so grateful that we've had the chance to work together with Quad, especially for the work that we're doing here at Guerrilla Commerce. We're essentially, I would say, one of the newer ways that brands come to life, which is being, marketplace driven for in the homes of millions of consumers' hands, but they may not necessarily know the brand that they're holding. And I've joined about a year and a half ago to help us drive brand awareness of Guerrilla Commerce's flagship brand, which is Guerrilla Grip, which serves, kitchen, bath, outdoor, and pet categories across hundreds of products in our assortment. You can kind of think about us as, the everyday essentials that you need to rely on centered around functionality within our grip element, which helps products stay put, stay in place, but also make them easy to hold. And everything for this brand was started about 10 years ago from our founders, just looking to solve a common problem, right? That's how most brands are started. And really there was a rug that wouldn't stay in place. And thus the Guerrilla Grip rug corners and our original rug pad were developed, sold on Amazon, and 10 years later, here we are accelerating our growth. We are one of the top 10 US Amazon sellers. We recently received the award of Seller of the Year in the home category on Walmart, and we have very big, lofty goals as we continue to tell the story of the Guerrilla Grip brand to our consumers. So happy
to be here. Congratulations on the brand of the year at Walmart. I wasn't aware of that one.
Thank you. That was a recent win. Mainly driven by the efforts of the entire team here in our company. There's definitely a high level of excellence as far as marketplace capability in our walls here. And it's something that allows us the opportunity to change the way brands are grown, right? Like in the past, you have a brand position, a story, you create that buzz through your campaign, and you sell a few units here or there, whether it's in stores or on your D2C website. This is a different approach, a modern day approach where, you can really, anyone can become a seller, right? And post a product and launch it, and how big that becomes and how you go to market and how you evolve it over time can create a journey to become a household brand. And that's certainly the journey that we're on, and so excited about it. We just went through an effort to refine our positioning for the Guerrilla Grip brand, also excited to feature our new identity for the brand. Really, as we, our North Star really is to establish ourselves amongst the likes of many of the legacy household brands that have owned the market for so long.
You're right that anyone can be a seller, but there's been something special about the evolution of your brand. It speaks, in my opinion, to the quality of the products, because you've done it very from the ground up rather than from the top down.
Absolutely. I mean, the Amazon and marketplace game is one of constant iteration, optimization, as far as accelerating your ability to maximize the potential unit demand, right? That's the core of e-commerce. Marketplaces have just exponentially grown that because you know, any product at any category has a home there, and how well the seller can manage that leads to their continued success. That's obviously supported through mature infrastructures and being able to quickly respond and adapt. And that's something our founders from the beginning have excelled at. And we've just continued to take a company that's led data first and using that as our, you know, primary lever of growth, optimization, and enhancement. And here we are 10 years later, continuing to really solve the needs of our consumers really through product search engines, right? So if you need a can opener and you search on that, we have one of the best sellers that are out there, right? If you need rug corners, we are there first and foremost. If you need a bath rug, these home essentials that you rely on and you need them in a quick turn and your primary experience is to start on Amazon or possibly Walmart, you know, searching for, they're not necessarily searching for Gorilla Grip today. They're searching for those items that solve that problem. We are one of the best sellers. In the future, our goals are, as we establish our awareness of the brand, really leaning into, you know, if someone's searching for Gorilla Grip, they're looking for the Gorilla Grip mop. You know, they're looking for what other products does Gorilla Grip have?
Yes.
I often say to people, I think in our conversation when you and I first met, if you go back to your Amazon search history, chances are you have one of our products and you don't even know that you have it. It's this groundswell of consumers that we can activate to help drive the brand's growth and even double click on the awareness.
I think that the data story is an interesting one. You said to me once that all the marketers say that they're data first, but you guys are really intensive about the use of it. Can you share a little bit about that?
I think in my career history, you know, the evolution of analytics and the role it plays not only in marketing but in everyday business has, you know, exploded, so to speak, right? And the capabilities of human beings and now with the introduction of AI takes data science, data analytics to a very new level, and it will continue to just up the ante year after year. How you lean into that, how you evolve with it, I think is critical. Staying ahead of being, you know, one step ahead, I think is part of how brands and how teams win. What I will say is that the work that we do here is rooted in all of that information, right? And how we take hold of it, how we understand the goals of the categories that we play in, where we sit within our, not only our category, but in our competitive mix to stay ahead and understanding really what the forward trajectory looks like. And you know, without giving too much of what we do as far as how we make our recipes, right? Everything we do is around analysis, testing, validating, and then rolling out. And it touches every facet of the business from logistics to marketing to planning, even just our daily operations of our office environment with our team. Everything is rooted in that.
That's fascinating. Okay, so there's something special about what you're doing at Amazon. You mentioned a moment ago that everybody probably has a Gorilla Grip product in their Amazon search history. We happen to have your original rug runner and two pet bowls and a pet mat underneath my bowls. And when I found that out, I was like, wow, I didn't even know. So it was such a cool story. You guys have obviously been able to manage your Amazon store and the way you guys show up on Amazon very effectively in order to be able to block out and continue to grow in an environment that has got a lot of lookalike products. How'd you do it?
It's a relentless 24/7 operation and continuously ensuring that we are looking at the data. What are the top keywords that we're showing up for? What are we not showing up for? Are there any new players in the space? Where do we sit on the page from an organic rank and a paid performance model? Also just, you know, really understanding velocities of the units. Are they, you know, increasing? Are they decreasing? We're also looking at price. I mean, the variables that are requirement on Amazon, it's a different game, right? When you're on a retail shelf, you set a price, you set that placement, you have a number of units that serves as your physical billboard for that item. And you give it 10 to 12 weeks, you know, in 10 to 12 minutes across every lever you have, you can understand what's happening for an item on Amazon, and being able to monitor that, build the measures in order to understand how it's doing, and then leaning into some of your best performers. That's really been where this brand component comes in for us, right? We have some tried and true beloved products for this brand, and really starting to evaluate their performance over the last decade to take them and lean in on, you know, we have over 750,000 five-star reviews across some of our products. That's unheard
of. Amazing.
Right? Like, we have things that we can stand behind over the last 10 years, customer feedback, sentiment, top rated items, you know, award-winning products. We have a silicone pet feeding mat. It just won the Pet Innovation of the Year award. Our striped memory foam bath rug just won Good Housekeeping's Best of Bath. I mean, there are a number of elements that we have that we can talk about externally, and using those as levers to drive awareness is one step in the, you know, along our path. I would also say we have the beauty of all of this data at our fingertips to take to a retailer and substantiate the fact that we have a reason to be and a groundswell of following behind us, right? Things that could take 10 years for one item have, you know, can accelerate in 1 year on Amazon. So it's a real unique way to tell a brand story, being data-led and taking that instant customer validation and using it to tell your story. But I think that's what the consumer demands today, right? Like, everything's available at our fingertips. I was just entertained last night watching the Golden Globes, experiencing it on TV the way we traditionally have done, but also monitoring it behind the scenes on TikTok via live stream, on YouTube Shorts to see what creators are doing, how the Golden Globes is offering that. The content game is real time in every way that it needs to be consumed. I think the same thing for the consumer experience and how they shop. And so that's where I, as the ever optimist of being a marketer, feel so inspired by what we have here and how we utilize it for the future.
It's an exciting time. And you join, two questions come up. You join at a point at which Guerilla has evolved from being Amazon only to also be having a robust retail footprint. Sort of an interesting story. I think you you said to me something like you built the house but had no paint on the walls, and now you come along and part of the job that you have is to put the paint on the walls. Tell me a little bit about how you're approaching that journey.
I did say that. That was definitely the piece. You know, along my career, I have been a part of amazing brand stories. I remember, you know, first starting to launch creators and influencers when I was at PopSockets, and really the performance marketing flywheel was all the rage, and just how you drive, you know, new customer acquisition. You could measure it, you could understand their lifetime value and start to really lean into that to drive significant growth, specifically D2C led, right? New capability, it's certainly an evergreen tactic today in the marketer's mix, right? But at that time, it was really exciting. Those are the things that have always driven me in my career journey. It's like, what don't I know and what can I learn more about? Having that opportunity at PopSockets to really learn and understand global Amazon business models was definitely that piece that ignited that fire of something new that I could learn elsewhere. Fast forward to Pet Honesty, pet supplements, right? Like, what a category on fire right now, right?
Sure.
Who knew that, of course, the human supplement space is ever growing, ever changing, you know, continuing to explode. But with the humanization of pets and seeing how, you know, your pets are your family, you want them to live forever too, seeing the growth acceleration of a category that was completely new, primarily developed on Amazon through, you know, really passionate entrepreneurs. And now we're in a space where it's being bought up by major CPG brands to extend in the pet feeding space, right? Those are areas you kind of take these case studies of where I have been, and now coming to Guerilla Commerce, that's where I felt so excited by the fact that, wow, this is not only most brands are trying to like build the plane as they're flying it because it's growing so quickly. The foundation here is incredible to that point of like the way that we launch products and grow them on Amazon and have fueled our growth over the last 10 years. Like, the foundation of our house is so strong, right? We have a beautifully architected frame But the story of the brand, no one really yet knows who we are. We have a very low unaided brand awareness. So as soon as we paint that house and design it according to the position that we hold around offering everyday products that are here to help serve you, so it takes the pressure off of the stress of everyday life, and we drive that resonance, that's so exciting to be able to do that from day one. Mostly you go to a brand, you can refine the positioning, you can redesign the identity, right? One or two pieces, but it's always been there for the long run, right? And it's well established. This is a very different case. And how do we take all of the components from performance marketing to hyper accelerated growth to marketplace excellence, but then also get the opportunity to start to extend our journey beyond marketplaces into physical retail and see the impact that that has over time to establish ourselves amongst the biggest and the best. That is certainly what made me most excited to come here.
As a chief brand officer, it's really got to be exciting because you've got a fantastic product and you also have kind of a white space in terms of the way that you create what that brand looks like.
It is so exciting and so terrifying, if I have to be honest, because you get one chance to do these things, right? And you either do it right or you do it wrong. So I'm up for the challenge. We're up for the challenge as a team. We've certainly been on this journey since I've joined and the work that we've done to align on the new identity, really understand the needs and the problems of the consumer beyond just the gadgets that they need in their home and really what we're, you know, positioning ourselves just like, you know, many brands do is there's problem and solution in marketing, right? But how do you really hone in on that need that you're addressing and validate and prove that you can stand up for what you're claiming, but do it in a way that's engaging and inspiring. And so we're starting that journey. We've done a lot of testing. Signals are strong, but the proof is in the pudding once it's out there.
How are you thinking about the creator marketplace as a brand?
I'm never not thinking about it. Okay. I think it's evolving. There was a point in time last year where I was like, wow, this is really just, you know, coming from the Kiehl's brand years ago where, you know, to this day, one of my favorite, most iconic brands ever to exist in the total brand ecosystem,
but also
beauty, you know, cult following when I started there, really PR. And word of mouth was the name of the game and product sampling, right? Like the original way of driving awareness, right? Offering an incentive, holding true to what you're offering for trial, and then eventually driving purchase. And so that brand was built on that and then eventually extended beyond those core elements and started to go into traditional marketing. But essentially Kiehl's started what I deem as the creator ecosystem.
I say that
a modern day way of driving word of mouth, driving trial, and sharing, right? You're essentially gifting samples to these influencers and creators. They are unboxing them in front of you, creating that intrigue. You can't necessarily touch and feel it right then and there, but you get that instant gratification to purchase it through a D2C site or Amazon, try that product and go and move forward. And so it's always been part of the marketing model. It's just the way it's evolved over time. Same with PR, same with affiliates, right? And it's just a matter of staying relevant in those spaces. And I think that's, you know, as I think of the power of numbers and, you know, nano creators up to large macro influencers, right? Like what's happening on TikTok versus what's happening on Instagram, what's happening on broader reach partnerships, right? There's the most critical component is that you show up authentically as a brand consistently across whoever's talking about you. And I think, you know, coming into Guerrilla Commerce, coming into Guerrilla Grip, we didn't necessarily have that same theme as products were getting into the hands of our consumers. That also validated the need for us to be on this journey to start to tell our brand story in a consumer-facing way. Mm-hmm. I absolutely think it's part of our, we are in the homes of millions of people. The phone and social media is in the homes of millions of people. It's and we're hopeful that consumers will learn more about the Guerrilla Grip brand, the durability and longevity of our products to try and see how they offer their home that stability to get them started with whatever facet they're embarking on.
I understand. You're kind of growing beyond direct to consumer through those marketplaces. to now a brand that is also available in retail, what are some of the challenges that you faced in that transition or growth?
To really be honest, it's making sure you're authentically consistent across the various levers, whether it's price, whether it's promotions, whether it's product, right? And so we just have to have really robust integration. You know, when you're only on one channel, you can really be as nimble as you possibly can. But then the broader the brand reaches, the integration of all those components, specifically even as it pertains to what we just talked about with influencers and your touch points, like the orchestration of all of that is a new capability that has to be extremely focused and accurate. And that I think right now is the place that we're in, but that's certainly part of the brand journey and evolution.
I would guess that products that you provide, which are fantastic, when I'm going to Amazon looking for them, I'm going specifically to look for them. But when I'm in a retail location, I might not be looking for them, but seeing them say, oh shit, I need a new dog bowl or whatever it is. So there's a little bit element of product discovery at the retail location too.
Yes. I think that's where we will shine as the new identity rolls out. There's a number of dog bowls in the market, right? But we are addressing a challenge. You know, have you ever seen your puppy eat out of a metal dog bowl on your smooth floor and it's sliding all over the place? Well, we will have, you know, visual eye-catching treatments to make sure that you can see the feature that offers the benefit right on the physical shelf. Claude has been helpful in some of the work that we've done together to help, you know, educate us on different creative ways that we can engage the consumer eye to make sure that they don't miss that, right? I think those are the things from a marketing perspective that we have to win on, right? That's how we'll differentiate ourselves, especially if someone's walking the aisle and has never heard of our brand, which is going to be very common as we're just getting started. But understanding that that's the benefit. And is there a unique way that we can package or display our items rather than just a stacked option that, with a sticker on it?
Yep.
Absolutely, we'll want to play there. So it's the marriage of telling our story visually in a unique way and also just proving it out on the product and how it displays.
What's been a big surprise for you working in the direct-to-consumer and the marketplace space? What has not played out the way you expected? And that question isn't exclusive to your experience at Gorilla.
Oh, that's a good one. I really think the time is your friend and time is your enemy, right? But if you can really ride through the, whether you're not moving fast enough, but you have to catch up to the market, or you're outpacing and you need to protect that, right? Like understanding how to use time to sustain your longevity as a brand, I think is critical, probably something that experience is where you really learn it, because brands reinvent themselves, brands launch themselves, and the consumer, I think, is willing to go with you along that journey as long as you stay authentically true to it, despite all of the capabilities that are thrown at marketers day in and day out to try to win in that space. You're gonna do really well in some aspects. You're gonna launch a great campaign. You're gonna launch a terrible campaign. You're gonna find great creators. You're gonna partner with terrible creators, right?
Right. But,
I think if you can manage through it, you'll sustain the test of time and be one of the ones that last. And I think it's not just brands that do that. It's being supported by an infrastructure of an organization that's aligned to your journey. But if that all happens, I think it's critical. So I think that's been my biggest learning against challenges along the way.
I'd like a follow-up there is that, because I understand the time is your enemy component. You know, it's a very fast-paced environment where competitors can spring up and mimic you fast. They may not make the same product, but oftentimes in the marketplace space, people don't know any better. But how is time your friend? Can you say more about that? Is just that's more about just being able to stick it out, or what? What can you share?
I think it goes back to the data, right? Like, don't underestimate what you know, right? You know when there's going to be events. You know when there's going to be seasonal changes. You know critical pivots in consumer behavior, right? And so don't lose sight of that when integrating marketing plans and also thinking through all the variables that could impact a launch or product performance, right? So I think that's where you have the data, you have the foresight to use it to your benefit to make smart business-led decisions to sustain that test of time.
All right, well, let's shift a little bit. Let's talk about your career journey. How in the heck did you get started in this business?
I often joke that my personal life is a series of mistakes. I played field hockey because I showed up at the wrong practice in high school I thought I was going to soccer, and then I was too embarrassed to sit at the wrong place. Then I became a collegiate Division II field hockey player, and to this day, I'll know I've made it when I can coach, you know, one of my kids at some point.
Oh, perfect.
But, you know, I've always loved brands. Okay. I'm the daughter of a marketer. My dad worked for a company, a CPG company in White Plains, New York, Combe Incorporated. They were the creators of Just for Men hair coloring under Ivan Combe. When I was little, I went to work with my dad. And so I guess subliminally, it was like always in my nature to do what I do. And my dad often jokes now, he's like, I'm so glad I'm out of the business because I don't even think I could do half of what you all do now with technology. So it's always been something that I've talked about. And then I've equally just growing up near New York City, the heart of fashion and brands, it's just been a passion of mine over time. I started my career at Staples, one of the largest, poor Staples. They, you know, Amazon really took a lot of their market share, but
really did.
Wonderful place to learn early on in the digital experience as far as, you know, PIM and data architecture,
right,
and email marketing and acquisition marketing with search, right? Some of those core components. And little by little, to that point where I talked about earlier, like, what don't I know and where do I need to go to learn? I'm constantly curious, right? And if I feel like I have learned everything that there is to learn, then I'm curious where else I can gather that intel. And that's where the common thread of e-commerce has given me the luxury of being able to jump around to different categories and even from tech to fashion to CPG and just broader brand. And I followed that curiosity along the way, but really over the last like 5 to 10 years, coming from large organizations, I think I love being a part of the building process and startups and where it is, you know, highly accelerated, you know, high growth focus, a lot of testing, a lot of risk taking. I guess maybe I'm a little bit of a masochist in that way, but it's what fuels me and tortures me all at the same time.
Is there a trend or something happening in the direct-to-consumer world from a marketing perspective that you're keeping your eye on?
I love to keep a pulse on probably three things. I do think that food and beverage in the CPG space is ever fascinating. I love going to Expo West from a design perspective.
Okay.
I just think claims, how many messages you can fit on a package that a consumer can digest, like what's the base rate, right? What's ever happening there is the base. And that game is leveled up all the time, and it's very inspiring. I also just love to walk the streets of New York City. I think there's an element of being here that you can just see what's next and kind of get a sense of that. And then without drowning myself in too much time on my mobile device, just seeing, you know, within an hour's time, you can kind of get a pulse on what's happening when you cross all the social channels and media outreach to get a sense of what we're all taking in and how we as brands need to respond to that. But what I will say, AI is ever present right now.
Sure.
I think no one knows exactly what to do or how to navigate it, but we're all trying different things. And so I'm just equally as a leader and a consumer, trying the best way to use it myself.
How about how you energize yourself? You said you're a lover of the outdoors. And more importantly, I want to know how the hell you found time to train for a marathon while doing your day job.
So that this is where that curiosity thing tends to torture me at the same time. Having lived in New York City before I got married and had started a family, I was, you know, a fan of watching the runners. You watch that event, you spend the day in New York on Marathon Sunday, and you're like, if you have that curiosity, chances are you'll run it one day. I wish, you know, hindsight, I'm obviously over my 40s now. I wish I did it when I was in my 20s, because good Lord, my bones are tired. But where there's a will, there's a way, right? If you have a, you set a goal for yourself and you put a plan in place, you know, I think there's that, if you ever have self-doubt and you accomplish those things, it will certainly set you straight, right? And I like to set lofty goals and ideally achieve them. Love to surpass them if I'm lucky. My goal was like just finish. And if you finish in under 5 hours, amazing. I luckily finished and I finished in 4:48. So it was a very personal journey for me, but one that, you know, you'll find the time and way to balance these challenges when they present themselves to you. And some days are great and some days are a lot harder to manage it. As far as the outdoors, I think that's where I find my calm. Maybe doing some crazy things outside, whether it's skiing or, you know, curious about skydiving one day. So I'm guessing at some point that's on my plan. But there's just something about the serenity of nature, whether you're by the water or the mountains, that will never, ever fail you. And I even find as a mom of three wild children, whenever we're in like a moment of chaos in the family, if we go on a hike, everything's all good. Like everything becomes clear.
And I love that.
I use that in not only motherhood, but in challenging times and in corporate challenges or just looking to get a clear space. And so the running luckily is in the outdoors. So I found that zen and flow state doing that too. So
I love that. Well, respect. I am a workout fiend, as you know. I'm
yes, you are
backpacker.
But people like I have you never inspire made a, me too. You know,
I, pardon?
You inspire me, the community of nature lovers and
yes,
individuals and, you know, people that are willing to take hold of that, I think, and create space. It's equally, it creates this common bond that we all have.
Well, when I found out you were running the New York Marathon, I thought to myself, that's, see, now, damn it, I've never run a marathon. I gotta put that on the radar. So.
And anyway. I have to give, as a marketer, I have to give props to Nike. They don't sponsor any of the events, but they pretty much advertise along the whole route with the perfectly, whoever the copywriter was, whether it was AI or a human being, they deserve a raise. So it was perfectly done.
Well, it is, it, you know, Nike's a brand that has been interesting to watch over the course of the last 15 years, but the sure. fundamentals are so, so strong.
For sure.
All right, I'll give you one last question. You can choose your own adventure here. Can you walk me through a big challenge that you've had to overcome in your career? Or would you like to tell me about something you wish you'd told yourself, you know, something you know now that you wish you'd told yourself back then?
I will. It's probably a hybrid of the two.
Okay.
The advice I would tell myself is there is no straight line to any of this, and follow the curves you take and don't doubt them. And some will lead you a little off path, but you'll get right back on track as you go forward. And hindsight is 20/20, but curiosity is what continues to move you forward. So
that's a great answer. And I totally agree about curiosity. So this is great. Well, if somebody wants to connect with you, what's the best way to reach out?
Best way to reach out, you can find me on LinkedIn, Diana Takach. My personal email, I'm always open. The network is everything, right? So first name, last name at gmail.com. Please don't hesitate to reach out. I love learning from everybody and appreciate being on the podcast and so grateful our worlds collided a year ago.
Me too. Yes.
And that you survived that bear incident and now your arm is all better.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny. Diana, thank you so much for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcus. Talk soon.
And thank you for joining us on Directly Speaking today, everybody. We hope that you enjoyed the content and enjoyed the opportunity to get to know Diana with us. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.